Solitude is the next one that we come to, having looked at silence and stillness. Solitude. Most of us absolutely hate being alone. We'll do anything. We'll go out, get on a bus, be in a crowd, go to a shop, just so long as there are people around us. That's why we turn the radio on. That's why we have music going. We cannot bear solitude. Because again, everything that we've so successfully pushed down comes up when we're on our own. We cannot any longer hold the cork down on the stuff that he so desperately wants to address and deal with. He's not condemning you, beloved, when these things float to the surface. He's saying, sweetheart, let me draw up a chair alongside you and let's just go through this list of rubbish together so that I can set you free from everything that's entangled you, everything that's round your feet and stopping you walking with me, all your wrong thoughts and mindsets about me and how I am. I love you. Let's do this together. Untangle this mess. But we need to do it. You and I. I don't do ménage à trois. He doesn't do a threesome. He likes it one to one, you and him, on your own.